Praise the Lord. Message number 252. The title of the message, Put Your House in Order. Let us open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 11. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, This is what the Lord says, Put your house in order, because you are going to die, you will not recover. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. And I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. Then Isaiah said, Prepare a poultice of figs. They did so. And applied to the boil, and he recovered. Hezekiah had asked Isaiah, What will be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord on the third day from now? Isaiah answered, This is the Lord's sign to you, that the Lord will do what he has promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps, or shall it go back 10 steps? It is a simple matter for the shadow to go forward 10 steps, Hezekiah said. Rather have it go back 10 steps. Then the prophet Isaiah called on the Lord, and the Lord made the shadow go back the 10 steps it had gone down on the stairway of Ahaz. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Thank you for your word that always reminds us of the things of yours. I pray, Lord, use this message to perfect your people, to change their life and ways, and to take away sin and to expose to them your will in full, and they will understand that what is the purpose of their life and living, and what you had ordained for them, Lord, to do. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you had commissioned Hezekiah, the same commission to each and every one of us, those who listen and those whom the message of yours will reach them, put your house in order. I pray for people to be saved, people to be healed, to be able to commit their life to you fully, people once again to have hope and wholeness, and to fully trust your ways and trust you that they will live their life according to the pattern that you had ordained for them. Lord, anoint my lips and let your word that you sent to your church bring glory to you, bring the harvest, and achieve the purpose that you send this message to us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover. That was the message of God to Hezekiah through the prophet Isaiah. But after a while, as we have read, that the Lord resent Isaiah once again with another message. We know that Isaiah told the king that he will not recover, he will die. Hezekiah cried to God and he prayed after the prophet left, and God resent back Isaiah to him, and that's the message. This is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says: I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. You know, this is something, if it will happen nowadays, people, they will not accept it as things from the Lord. They will say how the same God changed the message, how the Lord sent his message about death, and the same Lord, after just short period of time, he sent different message with the same person, and they make criticize the person who carried the message. You know, Isaiah declared that Hezekiah, he will die, and he left him. After he left him, here Hezekiah pray, and here the Lord answer the prayer of Hezekiah. The people may say, and they may criticize, that Isaiah should not speak this way. He should come, he should pray, he should encourage. Why he speaking such a message? And they may even praise Hezekiah. Oh, see Hezekiah, he pray and God answer prayer. The point that we want to emphasize here, that Isaiah is a man of God. He cannot do things according only to what the Lord ordained. If that's what he hear from the Lord, he cannot change it. Or okay, let us pray, or maybe God will have mercy. What God had said, and the prophet, or each and every one of us received from God according to his word and in line with his will, that's what we need to declare to the people. And that's truly the scenario that we have just read. It is the truth, and that's what happened. But if you just take what had happened, it will happen today. How the people will speak against the pastor, against the church, against the man of God who declared to them the full will of God. We want here to ask a question. Why God allowed the sickness to come in the life of Hezekiah? What is the purpose of that? It was a discipline or God judgment? Is there another purpose of God to allow the sickness? Did the Lord do that, or did the Lord allow that to happen? So in hearing Hezekiah, the name of the Lord will be glorified. Sometimes we may think in this way, or you may think in this way. These are all good thought. But as we go through the scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit to respond things to us from the Word of God, we would understand ultimately why God allows such sickness or trial to come in the life of the King Hezekiah. Why God would allow trials and situation would come through your life. Let's read 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 4 to 7. Let's read what Hezekiah had achieved to the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 4 to 7. Let's read. He removed, that's Hezekiah, he removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made, for up to that time the Israelite had been burning incense to it. It was called Nehushtan. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. He held fast to the Lord and did not stop following him. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses, and the Lord was with him. He was successful in whatever he undertook. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. You know, from what we have read, we understand that Hezekiah have done marvelous things to the Lord. He removed the bronze snake that Moses didn't respond to the commands of God. And what's the problem? Why he removed it? Because the people, they were worshiping it. They were worshiping it. So he removed it because it was an idol for the people. What else he did? He stood firm with the Lord, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria. And the Lord was with him, and the Lord prospered him, and he walked in the way of God. Then, with all this achievement, then why this sickness came into Hezekiah's life? You know, in the book of 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 3, if you were reading the King James version, we can read the following. What Hezekiah pray to God? I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in the truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. After we read this verse, we may think that God allowed this sickness to come into Hezekiah's life in order for the king Hezekiah to pray and cry out to God, and finally the Lord will heal him to show the power of a prayer, and how God, in answering the prayer of his people, his name will be glorified. That also could be right, but however, there are certain things God wants to say and to reveal, and that why God allows such sickness to come into the life of the king, of the king Hezekiah. We have read the prayer of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah, he mentioned to the Lord the following: I have walked before thee in the truth and with a perfect heart. Hezekiah, according to the scripture, is the only person in the scripture that he said to God about himself that he has a perfect heart. And from this, let us examine the scriptures, and we will see if he really has a perfect heart as he claimed to be. And then we will understand the real purpose of God of allowing such sickness to come into his life. The prophet Isaiah was with the king Hezekiah in all his terrible time. He was with the king when he was attacked by the Assyrian. Isaiah, the man of God, the prophet, Isaiah, son of Amos, he prayed and he encouraged the king and the people of Judah that God would deliver them. And the Lord delivered his people from the king of Assyria. And even in the sickness of Hezekiah, the prophet, Isaiah was with Hezekiah in all the processes of healing and recovery, till Hezekiah was restored back to his normal health and was able to go to the temple of God with a prophecy from the Lord through the prophet Isaiah that God will add to his life 15 years more. So when the Lord had delivered and had healed Hezekiah from his sickness, he told him how long he is going to live. He added to his life 15 years. And when he was recovered, he has the information He has the prophecy that he will live 15 years more. And of course, there are certain things that he needs to do in his life. Why God allow such sickness to come? And we have read also that Hezekiah claimed that he has a perfect heart. And we come to know that the Lord granted him 15 years more to add it to his life. The question is still, why God allows such sickness to happen and to pass through the life of Hezekiah? There are certain sins and shortcomings that a human being do, but that will not be manifested or appear and get discovered in their life till they pass through certain circumstances. Then the sin will be exposed. You know, even to some of the people, even to Hezekiah, even to you, even to me, there are certain times that we have certain attitude, bad character, sin that even ourselves or yourself, people self, they are not aware of. But God would allow certain circumstances so that he will allow this sin will come to the surface so that it will be dealt with. The life of Hezekiah was full of marvelous deeds to the Lord, as we have read. But that does not mean that Hezekiah does not need perfection. And even if he claimed, as he claimed also, that his heart was perfect according to certain circumstances and standards, that does not mean that he does not need further perfection. Even if you had achieved certain victories and achievement, that does not mean you are perfect. And that does not mean that even you are perfect, does not you need more to be perfected. Spiritual growth and perfection is a process, and we are called to go and to be changed from glory to glory. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You must put in your mind and understand and accept every event, rebuke, trial, sickness, or whatever hardship God allow into your life is to perfect you. Even when he exposes to you your sins, his purpose of that to you is to cause you to repent, and ultimately you would be perfected. We will read now what Hezekiah prayed to God and what he testified and what he promised to God to do as God healed him and granted him 15 years more to live. In the book of Isaiah chapter 38, we will read from verse 9 to verse 20. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9 to 20. Arising of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after his illness and recovery, I said, in the prime of my life, must I go through the gates of death and be robbed of the rest of my years? I said, I will not again see the Lord himself in the land of the living. No longer will I look on my fellow man or be with those who now dwell in this world. Like a shepherd's tent, my house has been pulled down and taken from me. Like a weaver, I have ruled out my life, and he has cut me off from the loom. Day and night you made an end of me. I waited patiently till dawn, but like a lion he broke all my bones. Day and night you made an end of me. I cried like a swift or thrush. I mourned like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heavens. I am being threatened. Lord, come to my aid. But what can I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has done this. I will walk humbly all my years because of this anguish of my soul. Lord, by such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restore me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Parents, tell their children about your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing with strange instruments all the days of our lives in the temple of the Lord. And we know that this testimony of Hezekiah was included. It is written and included in the book of Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah the prophet, he included in his book so that the glory will go to the Lord. That that Hezekiah was healed by the Lord himself. And that what Hezekiah testified, and his testimony, and his confession of sin, and his commitment that he will walk humbly before God, and his gladness that the Lord answered his prayer and the Lord healed him. And let us read here what happened after Hezekiah get recovered from that sickness. Let's go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 20, and let's read it from verse 12. At that time, Marduk Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent Hezekiah letters and a gift because he had heard of Hezekiah's illness. Hezekiah received the envoys and showed them all that was in his storerooms, the silver, the gold, the spices, and the fine olive oil, his armory and everything found among his treasures. There was nothing in his palace or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and said, "What did those men say, and where did they come from?" "From a distant land," Hezekiah replied. "They came from Babylon." The prophet asked, "What did they see in your palace?" "They saw everything in my palace." Hezekiah said, "There is nothing among my treasuries that I did not show them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord, and some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. The word of the Lord you have spoken is good," Hezekiah replied, for he thought, "Will there not be a peace and security in my life time?" What we found here, that Hezekiah, and without wisdom and without discretion, receive the wicked people whom they were sent from Babylon, people that he does not know, and he brought them into his palace and his treasuries and showed them everything he has. He did that not only because his lack of discernment, but he did that out of boasting and showing off to them. It seems that Hezekiah wanted to glorify himself to them with what God had blessed him with. Hezekiah used what God had given him to boast instead of. They came to ask about him, about the miraculous sign, as we will read also in the book of Chronicles. Instead that Hezekiah would give glory to God, Hezekiah started to boast about himself with the things that the Lord had given him. Why he did that? Why he received them at once without any reservation, without any caution? We read that they give him gift and their letters. The gift that the wicked king of Babylon sent to Hezekiah had blinded his eyes, and it seemed that he was so shallow, and really he not only lacked wisdom, he not only does not have discernment, but he really need to be corrected and perfected. King Hezekiah exposed his personal life and private life to wicked people. Might be even he did not show the prophet Isaiah all what he has from treasuries or riches, but he was so open to those wicked people. In the same way, many of today Christians, they make their personal life so transparent to their friends, to their neighbors, to wicked people around them, because they are giving them gifts and flattery and some letters and talks that suit their taste. But the same people, you will find them, the same Christian, you find them are hiding their life from the church leaders and the people of God who pray for them and help them to come out from difficult situations in times of trials. In times of trials, Hezekiah was sent for Isaiah. In time of trials, Isaiah will go and find out how Hezekiah will come out. But when everything is fine, okay, and everything going on well, Hezekiah was not consulted, or he was not sent to ask his opinion. In the same way, nowadays the Christians are doing the same. When they are in trouble, they know who is the man of God. They know the pastor of the church who care and love, they will go there. But once they are relieved, they are back and transparent with good fellowship with the wicked people. Why they do that? They hide from the true people of God because they don't want to be corrected. I don't think so that Hezekiah was not aware of what he did wrong, but he wanted to show off. And you know, in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 31, we can read the following. But when envoys were sent by the rulers of Babylon to ask him about the miraculous signs that had occurred in the land, God left him to test him and to know everything that was in his heart. You know, those people who came from Babylon, they came to Hezekiah to ask him about the miraculous sign that had occurred in the land. But Hezekiah did not speak about the Lord, but boasted with what he has. And You may think or ask why Isaiah did not go and warn him as he did before. Why Isaiah did not go and warn him before meeting them? God wanted that to happen in this way, that Isaiah will not go. Isaiah will go only after they come to him. They will meet him and they will leave. God allowed this to happen in this way because God wanted to see what was in the heart of the king Hezekiah. God wanted to expose what was in his heart, because certain sins and bad attitudes are only exposed in certain situations. If Isaiah will go and he will warn him, don't meet these people, they are not good, he will listen. But what was in his heart of things of sin that are unpleasant to God will not be exposed. Hezekiah showed no discretion, and he also showed selfishness. You know, when he say they saw everything in my palace, Hezekiah said, there's nothing among my treasuries that I did not show them. He was thinking that what he had is for him and not for the Lord. He said, my treasuries and my palace. So now it is for him, not for God. Many, they think that what God gave them is for them to enjoy, and they forgot or put aside the purpose of God in giving them all these good things. Are you one of them who say, my life and my house and my car and my profession and my future and my family and my children, yeah, and my money? But you forget that all what you have is from the Lord and for a purpose. From the Lord and not for you. You are just only a steward of the things that God wants you to do. God at that instance sent the prophet Isaiah after he met those people to rebuke him in order to show him his sin to be corrected. You know, when Hezekiah went to him, Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. That was the rebuke of God to Hezekiah. It showed him that he is only thinking about himself and careless about his descendants and the next generation to come. Because the message of the Lord, he told him that some of your descendants, even your own flesh, they will be taken captive, and all what you have will be also, all what the treasure is now will be also taken away. So the message here of God to him, don't only think about yourself, think about after you die what will happen. Because when the prophet rebuked him, he thought that there will be peace and truth in his life. Why his sin is selfishness? Because for him the word of God is good as long as he will live well until he die. Many Christians, they are selfish like Hezekiah. Hezekiah was not carrying the mind of Christ like the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah, his heart was with the Lord and was perfect and he was thinking wholeheartedly about the next generation. Hezekiah was not thinking about the next generation. His heart was not perfect because he has selfishness. It's only exposed when that sickness came. God gave him warning, put your house in order. And here his sin was clearly defined by the prophet Isaiah when he told him, even your own children and your descendants will be taken captive, and all what are there in the palace and the treasuries will be taken away. It means that you are only caring about yourself and not caring about those who will come after you. Many Christians, they would live only for their own self. They would not think about other. Isaiah has perfect heart. He has the mind of Christ. Hezekiah, his heart was selfish. His mind lacked the same of the worldly people. And instead that Hezekiah would be humbled down, and he will accept the rebuke, and he will abide of what he promised God. You know, when he was sick in Isaiah 38 verse 15, part of it, we read that Hezekiah said, I will walk humbly all my years. So where is his humility when Isaiah rebuked him? Why he did not humble down? And if you will read his answer in 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 19, how he answered the prophet, the word of the Lord you have spoken is good. Good message. Oh, nice message. But no repentance. Hezekiah replied, for he thought, will there not be a peace and security in my lifetime? Yeah, the message is good. What you are speaking is correct. But you know, my life will be good. Hezekiah showed no repentance at all. Previously, when Isaiah informed him at the bed of death that he would die, Hezekiah humbled down. But now, since he has plenty and in good health, and God had already answered his prayer, and he is living in peace and no threat around him, he did not humble down before Isaiah and repent before the message that God sent to him through Isaiah. Many, they will not humble down when they are corrected and rebuked for their sin. Why? Because they think that as long as they are materially sound and are doing good and no threat around them, then they know they don't need repentance, or they are not in sin. Although they will say, yeah, correct, but you are speaking correct, the message is good. But all the material things that I have, God answered my prayer. I have peace. I have plenty. So it doesn't mean that I don't have sin. So I don't need to repent. You know, sometime, or even we might think that Hezekiah was relying on his previous achievement to boast of. You know, sometime people, they think that they have done beautiful things to God and to the ministry and to the church in their previous year. But that does not mean enough or replace the need for their heart to be perfected so that they will continue to walk with God in a perfect heart. Do not be deceived about your previous achievement in the ministry. If God now is judging your heart and thought and wants you to repent, there is no way for you than to humble down and accept to be refashioned by the hand of God. If you have done marvelous things, that does not mean that your heart does not need to be corrected and perfected today according to God's standard. God had allowed certain trials to pass in your life, across your life, so that He will show you where are the areas that need to be fine-tuned so that you will walk with God with a perfect heart. You know Hezekiah? And his attitude was a boastful attitude. And that showed that his heart was not perfect according to the standard of God and need correction. In the King James Version, we read 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 19, what is mentioned, and how Hezekiah answered the prophet Isaiah. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken. So the first part, what he says, is the same. He admired the message. But second part, and he said, not he thought, as in the other version. But here in King James, he said, and he said, it is not good if peace and truth be in my life, in my days. Here, Isaiah, the faithful man of God, was sent by God to Hezekiah to lead him in the right way in the process of perfection of heart and work. But Hezekiah boasted over Isaiah and relied on what God had given him from treasures and peace to boast over Isaiah when he said, it is not good if peace and truth be in my days. And as we had mentioned, many Christians, when they are corrected, they will boast with their material things, thinking that their jobs, their money, treasures are God's approval for them. God give material things in order to lead you to repentance, and you need to take heed of the message and to be earnest and repent. Hezekiah's sin that God exposed in order to correct was first selfishness. He was not thinking about how to preserve his descendant and the next generation to live in God's way. His pride, the second sin, his pride and boasting refused him the correction. The illness that God allowed to happen in his life is only to let him know that his house is not in order. Or in other words, the next generation is not secure because Hezekiah was a selfish man. He only lived for himself. We must understand that spiritual wrongdoings and shortcomings of parents and church leaders and non-willingness to repent and to be corrected will put their descendants and the next generation in great danger. Hezekiah was given 15 years to work it out. And the Lord spoke to him, put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover. Was the voice of God to him to repent, and the voice of God for you to repent, to quit selfishness and start to think the things of God. The Lord is giving you years to live, to correct yourself and to work it out, that the future of your children and the next generation will be secure. Don't be like Hezekiah, selfish and with a pride. He covered up his sin and boasted over the man of God. He boasted over Isaiah, who was sent by the Lord to rebuke him. He boasted over Isaiah, who was his real brother in the Lord, to direct him in the way of God. He chose to enjoy life with what God gave him and refused that his heart and walk with God to be perfected. He refused to use all what God gave him. He refused to use all the 15 years to work it out with God, to bring the next generation, his descendants, to the spiritual place that God had ordained for him to do, in order that the future of God's people will be secure. The message is for you. You are in the position of Hezekiah to act. You have received much. Put your house in order. Come to God. Let's pray. Tell him, Lord, I now realize, O God, that all what I have received from you is that not for me, but for your purpose to be prevailed, that the next generation will be secure. O God, I repent from selfishness. I humble down before you and your word. I'm willing, Lord, to be corrected. I give up things that hinder me from pursuing your plan to my life. Oh God, Lord, thank you for your word that showed me clearly what is inside me. Lord, thank you for the gift of life that you give to me. Lord, I commit my life to serve you and to serve your will and purpose. Lord, continue to build me up and perfect me in the way that you want me to be, Lord. Uphold me with your grace so that as your blessing flow in my life, I'll be a channel of a blessing to the next generation to come. I pray, Lord, I thank you for your word that you give us. I pray those who hear and receive your message will be changed, and they will be willing to quit selfishness, pride, boasting, worldliness. I bind them all and I rebuke them. I cut it off in their life, in the life of people, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your purpose prevail. Let there be a fruit in the life of your church and your people. Take this message and make it reach to those who are waiting to hear your word, to those who are in need to hear this message of yours. There will be more hearts to be perfected. More workers and servants of yours will be raised up. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.